You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon and welcome to Game Day, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Let's go!
We are Fitzy and Hart, Hart and Fitzy, whatever you want to call us. We're used to doing the post-game show, as we will tonight, around 11:30, so please join us. Call 617-779-7937. And,
lines are open now, and if they're busy, call back. We'll try to make room for you.
Absolutely. Get in line. But we're used to the post-game show. We kind of got a little pre-game show feel here today. 2-6, Patriots-Jets at Gillette Stadium. This is going to be a little new feel, new fun, little Thursday night football. We got rivalry jerseys, the Nor'easters. The push is on. The Patriots are sending them out to everybody not named Ted Johnson, apparently. Alumni are getting them, athletes
and
other
Hart
sports.
And Fitzy.
Well, yeah, we didn't get them. But I didn't expect we would. We didn't actually play for the team or do anything like that. Yeah, we may have helped the team for years. And certain.
I would say we both respectively kind of did our part. A little Nor'easter jersey or a little something for the kids would go a long way.
So are we pulling a Rich Keefe? Are we begging the Patriots to send on over a series of Nor'easter jerseys for the crew here at WEEI Afternoons? Okay, I'll take an XL. Fitzy, what size?
Large.
Dan Ball?
Large, please.
Stiz?
Medium?
Yeah, right.
Large, large.
Large? You sure about that? You sure about that?
Chill
sure
out,
about that?
Andrew.
We got the Nor'easters. We got the Jets coming to town. We have Ted Johnson telling us earlier in the week that, Fitzy, this is a legitimate trap game. And yet, I don't know if we're taking the Jets seriously. I think there are some people, we talked about it last week on the Six Rings, icky week, short week, you're banged up, all these things. And then there's been a lot of talk on Jones and Keefe and elsewhere about, hey, you like the Tonga anytime touchdown? And I'm like, wait a minute, if you're calling for a Tonga touchdown. I don't think you're taking the Jets seriously.
Yeah, if you're thinking this is Super Bowl 20 all over again, I may want to welcome you back to the afternoon show on WPTB, Pump the Brakes, because actually heading into today's broadcast, I kind of want to approach at least my POV from a slight, I guess I'd call it fear of the unknown, as in we have no idea how this Jets team is going to approach the game, Andy. We basically have no idea who these Jets are. And in fact, I don't even think they know who they are. Like, aside from Breece Hall and Justin Fields, I don't recognize any of the names that they'll be trotting out at skill positions all over the offense tonight. We don't know who plays in this secondary that is still top 10 in terms of pass yards allowed. I have no idea how on God's green earth or the fake turf of Gillette Stadium right by the lighthouse they're going to generate a pass rush. And yet they're playing with complete house money. In fact, while it would benefit the Jetropolitan significantly to lose, as Aaron Glenn looks to build a culture of his own, what would be a bigger proof positive that he can actually do that than a stunning close game, if not shocking upset of the Patriots with a house money approach on a Thursday night?
How about walking across the Hudson? Because I think that's a similar miracle. The more I've looked, I agree with you.
Right?
It'd be great. I get what you're saying. Yeah, it'd be great to know. It'd be great if I won a marathon or, you know, whatever we want to dream of in life and then reality.
Hey, someone takes home Keno and Mass Millions every week, right?
I guess. I just need to find, like, the marathon where I'm the only person taking part. And therefore, no matter how long it takes, I am the winner. Because the more I dig into this game, Fitzy, the further I get from my Sunday night post-game trepidation. Trap game. Because, okay.
And understandably so, too. I was just presenting a case.
And I wish I could. I would love to make the argument that the Jets are going to make this interesting. Only the Patriots can make this interesting. Only the Patriots can make it interesting in a bad
way. Great point.
If they play well or even good enough, it's a cakewalk. So let me just throw some things at you.
Okay.
The Jets have won two in a row. Did you know that?
I did, and I'm just as stunned as you are.
What are the chances they win three in a row? The Jets, the debacle, the team you can't name, the team that just traded all its talent. Are they really going to win three in a row?
Excuse me. Probably not. And Las Vegas and the odds makers agree because the Patriots, I think it's actually down to 11.5. What did it open at? 12.5?
Yeah, I think it was 12 or 12.5. So it's down a little bit. What's the best way in your mind potentially for the Jets to pull the upset? What's generally one of the great equalizers in these games?
Turnovers.
Okay. How do the Jets do in turnovers?
They don't generate many.
Yeah, no. And they give you some. They're last in the league with a negative 10 turnover ratio. You know how many interceptions they have on the season?
Four?
No, you and I have the same number.
Zero?
Yes. You, me, Dan Ball, Stiz, and Ted all have the same number of interceptions as the professional football team midway through its season.
Egads. And Sauce Gardner went for that kind of king's ransom?
You know how many sacks they have? 17, I'll let you know. Okay, 17. Sorry. So they're barely to a game. So it's not like they have this great pass rush. And oh, by the way, a part of that was Quinnen Williams, one of the best defensive linemen in football, who's now gone. They still have Will McDonald, who I think has their 6 or 7 sack lead.
I think he actually might. He's questionable.
Oh, okay. So they don't have Will McDonald. Perfect. Let's add that to the list. I don't know. Other than crazy big plays from the Jets offense, because they can't throw the ball. You know who else is not playing? Garrett Wilson. So they traded one guy on one side of the ball, an defensive rookie of the year. The offensive rookie of the year is still on the team, but he is not playing. Breece Hall is playing. What's the one thing we often feel very confident about on the Patriots defense?
They gave up their first 50-yard rusher of the season last Sunday, and that guy only got 53.
Yeah, you're going to need Breece Hall to look like Jonathan Taylor, in my mind. He's going to have to be like 180, 190, 220 if the Jets are going to pull this off. And the early drives, is that a concern for Justin Fields to drive it down your throat? The guy who, I don't know, threw for 48 yards or whatever the hell it was last week? You know he has multiple games under 50 yards passing?
Yeah, he does. He often, and I don't say this in jest, he often outruns his own passing yardage.
Yes. So all of the factors in a normal game where you'd, so Drake May could throw four picks. Well, if he throws four picks against the team that has zero picks, that would be crazy. Or, you know, Drake May could get sacked 6 times and 2 of them will be strip sacks. Well, that would also be crazy because the Jets don't really do. Oh, you know what's a great equalizer as well? It's rare. It doesn't happen a lot, Fitzy. But how about special teams touchdowns, right? Kickoff returns and punt returns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just did that. They did that last week. That's how they won. What are the chances they have a punt return and a kickoff? I haven't run the numbers, Dan Ball, but I'm guessing I don't think there's a team in NFL history that's returned a kickoff and a punt for a touchdown in consecutive weeks. 2 weeks in a row did the exact same thing.
Well, 1 week against a tire fire of a team also looking to find their way to Davy Jones's locker of the draft. The next week, short turnaround against a team looking to get the number one seed in the conference. Not gonna happen.
Is our guy, Jeremy Springer, gonna allow that to happen with his Brendan Schooler? Right? So I would love to drum up the trap talk here. And, like, hiccup talk and don't look past the Jets. And I hope they're not thinking like me. I hope the Patriots players, I hope Mike Vrabel was more creative in, like, the bleep that's going to get you beat this week column of the game plan. Like, hey, the Jets do this really. I hope he was creative. I hope Stretch came up with something.
I don't even know if they needed to, Andy, because I think if we're to take what we heard from Vrabel, that he offered to cut out a meeting and save them 25 minutes one day just so they could, you know, kind of condense their days and get their rest on a short turnaround. And the players said, no, that's important stuff. We'll be there. They have treated this very businesslike. This has been just another work week against another quality opponent. I think everything has been, you know, typical Vrabel, Drake May modus operandi this week.
Absolutely. Or at least that's the impression they've given, right? That they've said the right things. They've handled themselves in the right way. Ted's right. Ted has mentioned it. Like, deep down, you're still a human being. Like, you have thoughts and let up and foot off the gas pedal. And you may think you're doing what you normally do, and maybe you're not. Or maybe you, you know, flip a page quicker in the game plan or the playbook a little quicker than you might have against Myles Garrett or, you know, the Bucks last week.
Sure.
But I don't know that the Jets are really ready to take advantage, even if you have a couple bad drives, hiccups, penalties, you know, you punt and they get another drive. Like, are the Jets really good enough to take advantage of anything you do?
I don't think the Jets are really good enough to do much of anything. Like, what? Okay, let me ask you, what is more likely tonight, Andy? The Jets come to within single digits of the Patriots, or the Patriots shut out the Jets?
Patriots shut out the Jets is definitely more likely than having a single. Yes, Dan Ball.
I'm going to ask both of you guys, with Garrett Wilson not playing this week,
yes,
name a Jets wide receiver.
Oh, no. Fitzy, you go first.
I literally can only name a tight end, Mason Taylor. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah, Jason's a son.
Yep. That's the tweet.
So, I feel like I've proven my point just by asking the question.
Can you give me one so I have at least a name in case someone else asked me this question?
Yeah, recently acquired A.D. Mitchell from Indianapolis.
Oh, Adonai Mitchell. I just looked at him, too.
You got John Mechie, Tyler Johnson.
John Mechie, by the way, also recently acquired.
Yes.
He went from Houston to the Eagles to the Jets in this season.
Tyler Johnson from the Rams, fourth round pick this year. Arian Smith, can't miss him. And then the other guys, Isaiah Williams out of Cincinnati, and then I guess Alan Lazard is still on the roster. I did not realize he was still active.
Wait, my mom's accountant, Alan Lazard, is still on the team?
That's right. Wow. So it's Lazard, Mechie, Mitchell, Williams, Johnson, Arian Smith, your tight ends, Mason Taylor, and Jeremy Ruckert. Of course, you're banged up Breece Hall with Isaiah Davis as his backup. Yeah, fellas, this is rough.
And a quarterback who the owner doesn't even have faith in, never mind fan base or coaches or anybody
else.
Holy
UFL franchise, Batman. That is not good.
So, you know, this is a little bit like, I mean, I guess Adonai Mitchell could beat you deep. He's got speed. He theoretically could be a playmaker. But it's a little bit like those Ty Law segments on the Greg Hill show in recent years, not this year, when he was like, who scares you on that offense for the Patriots? Nobody scares you. Certainly no one scares you. And that's why I would go back to, if they tackle, they win this game. Like, I know that's overly simple, but if Robert Spillane and Gibby and those guys at the safety position tackle, make sure Breece Hall, it's fine if he gets 6. Hell, it's fine if he gets 11. He just can't get 61. And Justin Fields, same thing. Use a spy on Justin Fields. He's not going to throw it anyway. So Spillane, where Fields goes, you go. Anytime he drops back, I'll take the crossing pattern.
If Marte Mapu is quicker than Spillane, or if Dr. Gibby is the quickest linebacker, make him your spy, or maybe you even make it one of your safeties as well. And as far as, like, the defense goes, like, Barmore wasn't on the injury report, but he did ding up his back last Sunday to a point where he's laying on the field. Vrabel's holding his hand. And, you know, Tonga, he's been getting reps on offense, and he's now a bit of a cult hero. I still wonder if the pro shop has his jersey on sale yet or if it's going to be coming. But I would love to see a game where some of these starters that are going to be impactful players down this stretch to where you and I have said 13 wins is the floor. I'd love to see some of these guys get out late third quarter. Like, it's a preseason game, Andy, honestly.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But that's right there where I'm starting to say maybe we're not taking this seriously. We're talking about Tonga anytime touchdowns. We're talking about, you know, what time, Fitz, you want to pull the starters? Did you think late third, early
fourth? Like 10:15, 10:30.
Which tribe is it? And that's where they are an NFL team. And as the texter pointed out, 978, this is a good text. I agree with everything you guys are saying, but they did it against somebody. They won two games. And that's like, that's the rub. Not only did they win two games, they've won their two most recent games. They have a winning streak of late. They have won two games.
And they're the second winningest team this month in the AFC East.
Right.
I mean, they beat the Browns and the Bengals, guys. Like, come on.
Those are NFL teams.
I mean, it's kind of.
I agree. There's some tone worthiness there. And both games were kind of freaky and a lot of stuff happened. And I mean, what'd they do against the Browns, if you have the score, Dimball? It was high scoring, right?
Yeah, 27-20 against the Browns, but that was nothing compared to their 39-38 win against the Bengals.
So I'm poo-pooing them, but they've scored 60-plus points in their last two wins?
Yeah, exactly, against not an NFL defense and Dylan Gabriel.
See, that tone is where I'm saying we're not taking them seriously. And
they're not taking themselves seriously. Yeah. I just read through their depth chart. The Jets aren't taking the Jets seriously.
And also, like, let's think, too, about how Aaron Glenn, like, you know, just when I want to give him credit or imagine that he has, concocted some sort of scenario where that he can get these Jets to buy in and get after it tonight, like, at the same time, he's been so petty and frustrated with how the season's gone. You heard him this week talking like he wanted to have other beat reporters and pool guys ask Rich Cimini of the New York Daily News for the injury report. Like, it's not going great there.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that man who I thought might be a dead man walking, but I guess word out of New York is maybe he's not a dead man walking, just like maybe Mike McDaniel's not a dead man walking in Miami. We can get into the coaching, and I do think the coaching aspect of this game is an interesting one, especially with a little dabbling of Vrabel in the interview process this offseason. Okay, so let's look at the positives. We've been very negative so far about the Jets. They stink. They suck at everything. We never heard of any of their players. They blow the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the positives. So let's just say that it's a game where you can be optimistic about what the Patriots are going to do. What does that optimism look like, Fitzy? What do you want to see from the Patriots in terms of taking care of business heading into a extended little bye session here?
A nice, 18-23, 221 yards, two passing touchdowns, 57 yards on the ground, maybe a clean Nor'easter rivalry week jersey for Drake May, 90 yards on the ground for 15 carries for Travion Henderson, plus a touchdown. And then I'm going to just throw another touchdown out there for fun to, I don't know, D'Ernest Johnson maybe, somebody else. Like maybe just get him a late carry. Borregales hits a field goal. And then on the other side, just continued consistency by the defense. No lapses, no long runs, no falling asleep in the secondary, letting someone get behind you like you mentioned, A.D. Mitchell, no. Just consistency, continued consistency on both sides of the ball, and everyone's healthy.
Dan Ball?
I'd like to throw one more specific in there as well. I would love to see a build this week from last week for Kyle Williams. I would love to see him continue to feature in the pass game, even if it's second half and you're playing garbage time and maybe it's a drive or two with Drake and then you get Josh Dobbs in there at the beginning if you're really running away with it. I would love to see him continue to build some momentum so that when you get Kayshon Booty back, you still have him as a depth option there.
Oh, along those lines, I'd like to make a request slash a little piece of advice for my guy, my buddy, Josh McDaniels. Remember the plays earlier in Miami where they did jet sweep, and then jet sweep fake backside run, and it was successful? I would like to see that become more consistent with Kyle Williams running the jet sweep, whether he gets it or doesn't get it, and Travion Henderson. I think that puts a bind in the defense because they've seen now. what those guys can do. Before, it was like, Henderson's really fast. He might be able to have big plays. Oh, Kyle Williams is really fast. He might be. No. They watched the tape from last week, and they saw whatever that was, the 22-mile-an-hour club or the two fastest guys scoring touchdowns last week. I want to see a revisit of that. So I don't even need a Kyle Williams catch, Fitzy. I'd like to work in a Kyle Williams jet sweep that maybe goes for 8, 10, 12, 15 yards around it.
You don't want to start off the game by dipping into your bag, per se, and running experimental and trick plays, but it would be a nice time once you kind of get a lead and you feel like the game script has gone your way to start workshopping some of those scenarios that you'll need against the Bengals in case you get in a shootout.
We treating this like a scrimmage?
I said workshop some things. This is preseason game number 3 to a lot of people.
Wow, we are so disrespectful to the New York Football Jets, who have won 2 games in a row, still play in the National Football League. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but I love it. I love the optimism. Yes, Dan Ball?
Something you brought up earlier on in the week as well, and I'm wondering how much, if you guys give any credence to this, just the fact that, and I saw this on the text line, so I'm parroting this a bit, it's a Thursday night game. Weird things happen in Thursday nights. The primetime slate was abysmal last week, so is there anything in that the day of the game and just the weird window that it's been concerned you in the least bit?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's logical, but the fact...
I think it's somewhat stat-based, though.
Somewhat stat-based is accurate. Now, part of it for me, too, is also Sunday night football sucked. Monday night football sucked. Is Thursday night football going to suck? Could I just see, like, it's a 6-0 Patriot lead on 2 Borregales field goals in the third quarter or something like that?
That's what happened last week with another AFC leading team in the Denver Broncos.
Correct. So I don't want to see that. I actually liked Fitzy's mapping out of the optimistic game plan. I'm not looking for craziness. I don't need Drake May with 4 touchdown passes in the first quarter so he can No. Just go out and have a nice, efficient game. I'll add one thing that I don't think you touched on, Fitzy. Hey, Drake May, try not to let really large men hit you from the middle of the defense like you did last week. Let's try to stay out of harm's way. Tonight's a night where I'd like to see him err on the side of throw the ball away and don't take a hit. Don't try to extend too many plays. Like, save that for maybe Ravens, Bills, some of the games on the horizon. So 617-779-7937. Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Patriots host the Jets. They are an 11.5-point favorite. Is it a trap game? Or is it, as Fitzy said, the third preseason game where in the second half they can work on a few things heading into their little extended week off of practice and getting ready for the home stretch of the season? 617-779-7937. How you feeling about your Patriots heading into Thursday night football? Reminder, 2:45, we'll talk to Andrew Razor Raycroft about the Boston Bruins. 3:30, Tom E. Curran will chime in on the Patriots in this game. That's all next here on WEEI.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.